that that even the stone and the marble took hold, and that the building collapsed. He says that it, in the Talmud we have that also, that it burned not only the night, the late afternoon of the 9th, and the night of the 10th, but it burned the entire day of the 10th also. It was just a raging conflagration that they were unable to stem. In fact, in the Talmud we have the opinion that there was an opinion that perhaps the day of the destruction should be remembered as the 10th day of Av and not the 9th day of Av, because the building was actually destroyed on the 10th. I mean, the major conflagration was on the 10th. However, since it started on the 9th, and because of the connection with the destruction of the first temple, so the 9th remained and remains the memorial day, the fast day for the Jewish people for the destruction of both temples. But they were unable to put out the fire, and the entire temple burned. According to Josephus, thousands of Jews burned with it, and that many of the defenders committed suicide, jumped into the flames of the temple, feeling that if the temple was going, the Jewish people were going, that it was all over anyway, and therefore they wanted to die with the temple. We will see that there was a large movement, literally, of suicide. The desperation and the despair was of such great emphasis among the Jewish people. It existed so strongly that you have thousands and thousands of Jews committing suicide, which is, relatively speaking, not a Jewish response to trouble. Mostly the Zealots. The Prushim intended to live to another day. The Prushim followed Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's lead, and they were, even though they were devastated by the destruction of the temple, they were not willing to write the end of the Jewish people. We'll see that this is what happens at Masada, that the last defenders, the almost 1,000 people, men, women, and children, kill themselves rather than fall into Roman captivity. The Prussians were willing to undergo the Roman yoke because they felt that they would be able to see to it that the Jewish people survived. But the defenders, the Zealots, the Sikrikim, the army, the militia, and the Kohanim, many of the Kohanim, they were completely destroyed by the destruction of the temple, and they died with the temple. The only piece of the temple that we have left, of the entire temple compound that we have left, is the fragment of the western wall that was the wall to the outer courtyard, to the temple area, to the temple mount itself. With the destruction of the temple, the Romans continued to mount a war of extermination against the Jews, to uproot them from wherever they were. And they moved south and conquered the fortress of Herodion, which still was in Jewish hands. There was one other Jewish fortress in Transjordan, which the Romans crossed and destroyed.
Yes.
And then the final last place that was controlled by the Jews was the fortress of Masada. And the fortress of Masada was commanded by Elazar ben Yair, one of the leaders of the Sikrikun. Now, the other two leaders, Shimon bar Giora and Yochanan Gush Chalav, were captured by Titus. And Titus will bring them, together with the relics of the temple, etc., he'll bring them to Rome. And they will participate in the triumph, marching in chains, being dragged through the streets of Rome, and then Shimon bar Giora will be killed, executed publicly in the Colosseum, and Yochanan Gush Chalav was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in hard labor. He also died a few years later in the Roman dungeons. But Elazar ben Yair escaped from Jerusalem, and together with about 1,000 people escaped to Masada. And there...